Today, Shiva Shiva Yom Yisim and Kuf Samach Zayin, and we're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We have a lot of very special guests, Rabbi Adas, Rabbi Finkel, and the rest of the Chevra. We have Yoav, who is a Yomi guy, doesn't even know it. Weiter, Sif Yud Gimel. Heichid lo kava makom darminan shekol achad mevarech liatzmo. In a scenario where, oh, and Ozzie Kimmel, of course, is back. Heichid lo kava makom darminan shekol achad mevarech liatzmo. Well, we have a scenario where he said, we've been learning up until now, that you're eating bread together with a chevra. So one person is mevarech, okay, for the other people when they are eating bekvias. What makes something eating bekvias? That's what we saw. That was yesterday's yomi. Go back in chazer. Today we're assuming you're in a non-kvias situation. So you have four people eating bread together in a non-kvias situation. They're not being kaveya. And we said shekol achad mevarech la'atzmo. Everyone has to really make their own bracha. You eat your sandwich. Right? We're all on a tiyul eating separately. You eat your sandwich. I eat my sandwich. In kivein hamivarech lotziim, what happens though if the one who's eating his sandwich has kavana to be motzi his friend who he's not kaveya suda with, but he just don't want to be motzi him because he's eating a sandwich and you're eating a sandwich, so you go ahead and you want to be motzi him. The heinous kavana says, and those who are listening and are also eating their sandwiches have kavana to be yaitze yatsu, the yaitze. Meaning, this, unlike certain Rishonim, if you learn Barachas, you can check it out, BarachasRishonim.com. But Perek Shvi, that there are certain Rishonim that say even B'dieved, if you make a bracha for someone else. Let's say we're both eating bread. We're not being Kaveh Asuda. And I make Hamotzi for you. There are Rishonim. The Rashba Shita is that if someone makes the Barachas Hamotzi for someone else and has Kavanah to be Motzi'im, and the person answers and listens, he's not Yotze even B'dieved. He has to make another bracha. However, if he did have Kavanah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, not like that. The B'dieved, if the one who ate the bread had kavanah to be motzi, the one who made the bracha had kavanah to be motzi, the other person who's eating bread, even though they were not kaveh suda, and we said you're not allowed to really go ahead and do that, that's us to do. In such a situation, each one's supposed to make their own bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, B'dieved, the person was yotze if he had kavanah to be yotze with him, and he started eating, he would not, you don't assume that he ate without a bracha, and you would not have to go ahead and make another bracha, okay? B'dieved is yotze. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan samachay, im kivein, perish. This means b'dieved yotze. It means b'dieved, the one who listened, is yotze, even though he was not kaveh asuda with the mevarech. Shelo etzrichu levarech kol achad. The halacha is that the chacham did not demand each one make their own bracha on their own sandwich, on their own bread. Ela lechatchila, lechatchila. In lechatchila, since they're not being kaveh asuda together, lechatchila, each one should make their own bracha separately. Okay, again, assuming that they each know how to make the brachas. We'll see, we're not talking about people don't know how to make, one person doesn't know how to make the bracha. Okay, we're talking about here, we both know how to make the bracha. V'ayein v'magen Avram, she'niach tina shulchan arach b'tzarachin. But he says, check out the Magen Avram, that he said, not so posh the shulchan arach, he left it b'tzarachin. Ki yesh, like we just said, may I reshown him, the Rajba, the Savri, the below kavi, that if there's no kviyas, suda, ein echad yachol lahotzi chaver. One person cannot be moti his fellow on a berchas nenin, af b'dieved, on the berchas hamoti, even b'dieved. Amnam, however, the bever agra, ichriya. However, according to the bever agra, he paskind up, ledina, the divrei ha-shulchan arach ikar. That the shulchan arach is the ikar, meaning b'dieved. Again, lechatchila, unless you would kaveh asuda together, like we do like on Shabbos, or if we did right now, okay, we wanted to have one big, you know, yemi suda, so that would be lechatchila for me to make the bracha amotzi for everyone else. But if we weren't kaveh, lechatchila, you should not have one person make a bracha for everyone else, even each should make their own separate bracha. But b'dieved, the Gra agreed to the Shulchan Aruch that if the mevarech was motzi someone else, even if there was no kaveh suda, the one who listened to the bracha is yaitze based on what's called, as you know, Shomea Kaona, and he would not have to go ahead and repeat a bracha, and he's not considered someone who ate without a bracha. Vidan, you should know. The din there, Shayach Gam, this din as well, Shayach as well, the Birkas HaMazon. We're going to see that this applies as well to Birkas HaMazon, Heichad Lo Kavu Yachad, where there's no Kviya Suda. And we'll get to that as well. Bein B'Shnayim, Bein B'Shlosha, whether you're dealing with two people or three people in a situation, let's say, where there was no Kviya Suda, so there's no scenario of three people being kaveh asuda together where one benches for the other. So you're not allowed. Everyone's supposed to make their own. Everyone's supposed to bench separately if there's no kaveh asuda, or if there's only two people, you're supposed to each bench separately, even if you are kaveh asuda. But if one did bench for the other, if one person has kavana to be motzi the others, yatsa bidi yevet. Yaim is big. Anyway, yatsa bidi yevet. What? Oh, no, it's okay. I was just telling you Yaim is big. That's why you're not on the table. Don't worry, we have a couple of extras here today, but they're not really extras because they're just part of the rest of Klal Yisrael, who are all Yaimi guys. Vaiter, Yudalev. Imam Asubim Rabin. What happens if you have a lot of different people eating together and they're mesubim? Right? That means they're eating bekvias. So, who makes the bracha? So, gadol shebekulam baitseya. Assuming you're not talking about a person where you're all at my house, because we're going to see if you have a balabayas, the lach is, no matter what, the balabayas is the one who is baitseya, makes the bracha for everybody and gives the bracha, even if there are tamid chacham, kayanim. We're talking about here, we're all together, we're all basically, okay, equal balabatim in this meal. You have your sandwich, I got my sandwich. But we're eating together. So, who makes the bracha? Because we're kaveh asuda. So, gadol shebekulam baitseya. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifka samach vav, rabim. V'hu adin shnayim. He's getting dramatic. It could be even two people that are kaveh asuda. U'mayri kishe'eni mahem ha'bal asuda. And we're talking where, as we just said, the bal asuda is not with them. Because if the bal asuda is with them, then he makes the bracha for everyone. O shekulam bal asuda. Or, they're all the bal asuda. It's our big party. V'ochlem yachad. And they're eating together. Samech Zayin, Godol Shebechulam. So what does it mean that the Godol Shebechulam is the one that makes the bracha? Bechachma. The one is Bechachma. Mipnei Kavodo. Do this Kavod, you should let the Godol Shebechulam make the bracha. Because again, one is making the bracha for everyone. Baitseya, Samech Ches, he's the one that is Baitseya. The Gadol is the one who's motzi the others with the bracha. Again, we're talking here where this is supposed to be done lechatchila because they're meisiv, they were kaveh asuda together. And even when the minag is, the kol achad mevarech la'atzma al kikaro, even, check this out, he says, even if the minag is where everyone is making their own bracha on their own loaf, mikol makom, check this out, this is a little scary because I got to ask a shayla about this. This happens in Mevaser. Mikol makom, ha-minag, the minag is the gadol botzei atchila. He's supposed to let the gadol be botzei atchila. So, not so poshut. How do we go ahead? When the Shiva comes and he usually makes his amotzi after we all go ahead and we take our lecha mishnah and we, make our amotzi.
Does that mean we have to eat his bread also? Or just
no, you only have to eat from his bread if you don't have your own two loaves. Okay, but l'chayri, you should let him make the bracha first, even if you're making your own bracha, he says. Okay, I think that the problem that tzad l'kula, even though we usually are not, makbid on this in other scenarios, is because everyone in yeshiva is very makbid on the hefsek, of course, between the tilas yadayim and the, and that's why I'm sure they're making the, bracha, because they want to be makbid on the hefsek. That's done l'kashchus. Okay, weiter. Let's move on. If Yishol Stern was here, he'd say, what are they doing, Tomo? Anyway, Victor, everyone, what are they doing? Everyone waits?
Same problem.
Okay, no one cares. No problem. Even for the great Rashi Yeshiva. I don't know. I think if Rabbi Yashiv was there, they wouldn't stop munching before. Victor, okay, let's go. Here we go. Rama. V'im heim shavim. What if they're all equal? The Yechad Mayim Kayin, and one of them is a Kayin. Then it's a mitzvah lakdima. It's a mitzvah to give to the Kayin. You're a Yomi guy. V'im ha-Kayin, Am Ha'aretz. And if the Kayin is an Am Ha'aretz, and there's a Talmud Chacham as well there. So let's say you have a Kayin Am Ha'aretz and a Talmud Chacham. So the Talmud Chacham is Kodem Lo. The Talmud Chacham comes before the Kayin, who's an Am Ha'aretz. V'im ha-Kayin, what happens if the Kayin Gam Kayin Talmud Chacham? He's all Talmud Chacham. Elishu pachas meshe, but he's not as big a gadol as the other guy. So he's a kayin shtikel tamal chacham with a bigger tamal chacham. So who goes first? So he says in that case, tov lakdimo, it's good to give it to the kohen tamal chacham. Avalein chiyuv b'davar, but there's no chiyuv to give it to him. You can go ahead and give it to the bigger tamal chacham as well. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan samach des lakdimo, you give it to the kayin. You give it to the Kayin if there's no Gadol. There's a Gadol, obviously you give it to the Gadol over The
Johnson, 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 the Hechosen.
So, sorry, man. Before we get to Samach Tes, we have to just look at the last line of Samach Ches, stopped by all the Johnson Juniors here. The Chasan, the Yom Chasun Asal. The Chasan, on the day of his Chasan. Now, check this out. This is not just like the bride cuts the cake. This is like the Chasan cuts the challah. The Chasan, the Yom Chasun Asal, Botseya. He's the Botseya everyone should be waiting for. Afa bi sheyesh be'am subin, Godol mimeno. Even though there are mesubin there, even though there are big gedolim that came to the guy's, big gedolim that came to the guy's wedding. Lest you think this halacha is a joke, okay? So listen to this. What's the pshat? You go ahead and you let the chasan. So he says, number one is the reason why you have the chasan. He's the one that makes the hamotzi. Everyone's supposed to wait for him. Even everyone has their own chalas. So it's supposed to happen. But Tamadaba, because of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is what the Dirshu says. Dirshu says that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's because the Suda is there because of the Chasan. And therefore, he can just go ahead and chuck the. He can say, wedding's off. So the whole Suda is totally on him, and therefore, it's like his Suda, and he's like the Baal Bayis. Anyway, but he says, Dirshu says, but today we don't see people waiting for the Chasan. I guess in the time of the Dirshu, they saw people waiting for the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva, because they only bring up the Kasha by the wedding. Umashiragilim is on Eil Echol of Nea Chasan. Beer, Rav Scheinberg says that's because he is Moichel. Umoila and the Mechila works. Okay? And he adds, okay, this whole halacha of Lakdima is only on the day of the Chasen itself, etc. Okay. So you say, oh, the Rosh Hashiva is Moichel, Rosh Hashiva is Moichel. Well, see, not so poshut when it comes to the issue of Tyra, just stop assuming Mechila, you know. Not such a pleasure to Zach, as we'll see coming up. Weiter. Sif, Katan, Samech Tes, Lakdimo, Dichsiv, Vikidashto. Because it says, what does it say? By a Kohen, Vikidashto. V'yamru Chazal, and Chazal say, Lechol Dabar Shebidusha. For all of the Dabar Shebidusha, Liftoach Rishon, to let him go ahead and be first in terms of Kriyas HaTaira. The Ulevarech Rishon, and to make the bracha before everyone else. Sif Katan Ayin, Talmud Chacham goes before a Kohen Am Haaretz. V'aser, listen to this, La Talmud Chacham Lakdimo Lefanav. It's aser Talmud Chacham to let the Kohen Am Haaretz go before him. Why? Because Mevaze B'Zeyas HaTaira. It's being Mevaze the Taira. V'isa. So that means that the Talmud Chacham can't go ahead and let someone else bench? So not quite. V'isa L'kav B'Sivim Reishayim, the Dafka in Makdimo Lefanav Derechoku Mishpat Kahuna. Because the problem is that if the Talmud Chacham says, I want to give it to the Kohen because that comes before Talmud Chacham. If he wants to be Michael, he can be Michael. Or for some other reason, he wants to let him do it. But if it's asked, Kahuna is greater than what? Chachma? That's a problem. The Ainu Neshu Kohen, Abal Nosein L'Rishus L'Varech, but if he gave him reshus to make the bracha, shalom achmas kohuna, shashay. Right? You guys want to go ahead, if the Talmud Chacham wants to be mechabed someone else to make the bracha, he can. Okay. Weiter. Doesn't mean you could assume that the Talmud Chacham is mocha when I ask him. I don't know if he could do that. As Hershel Shadow said, I don't know. Could be. Ayin Aleph. Tov lakdimo. Tov lakdimo. He says it's good to go ahead and to let the kohen, who's a lesser Talmud Chacham, go before the big Talmud Chacham. Visa b'gemara shemisha nizar mizeh, someone who's nizar in these halachas, marich yomim b'kach, he will have a longer life. Ayin Beis. Before we do Ayin Beis, we gotta go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Bim yeshi mahem balabayis. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. If there is a balabayis, they're eating with them. Meaning, if they're eating with the balabayis, who botzeya? He is the one that is botzeya. Vafilu moreach gadol, even if the oreach is a gadol. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Imahem ayin bay, sikkot ayin bay, imahem balabayis. What wrote to Lomar? This means to say, the balasuda, she'ochel imahem. This means to say that the balasuda that is eating with them, he is the one, who batseya, ayin gimel, sikkot ayin gimel, he's the batseya, he's the one that makes the bracha. Vehu kodem afilu the kohen. He comes even before the kohen and the Talmud Chacham. Why? Well, the balabayis is. Kedei is based on also Gemara and Brachas. Check it out, rabbiyeshua.com. Kedei sheyivtza ba'ayin yafa, so that he will go ahead and he will be boitzea ba'ayin yafa and give out, okay, to the others in a handsome way. Okay? By the way, it sounds like if everyone has their own bread, then in this case, that wouldn't be the case. Sifka nayin dalad, vafilu im oreach gadol. Even if the oreach is a gadol, hinei alechem chamudos kasav kishayom, says today, nagu lachlok kavo the gadol. Today, the minhag is to give it to a gadol, even if you have a balabayas. I guess if he's really big. V'amagin Avram hiski mimo, the Magen Avram agreed. Af kama achronim mefakim v'zeh. Other achronim say, what you talking about, Willis? No, the balabayas should always go first. Ach besuda. So that's like sometimes if you have this go to someone's house, there's a Baal Bayis, there's a Kavach Chacham, there's someone bigger than him there, he'll say, oh man, you make the bracha, nah, you do it, you, because they have this whole mefakfakim back and forth in the Mishnah Berurah. Ach besuda, shekol ha-mesub and ochel, kol achad v'yechad, miki karo. However, he says in a suda where everyone is what? Eating from their own bread, u'mevarchin la'af, and everyone's making their own bracha, then in that case, with v'vaday ha-nachon, for sure, the Baal Bayis should be yichabed l'hu, v'agadol sheyiv tzatchila. In that case, the Baal HaBayis should go ahead and be Batei HaTchilah. For example, let's say someone, whoever the owner of the Mevaseret is. Let's say there was an owner of Mevaseret. Okay? So he, since we're all eating our own challahs, he's not the one that's going to go ahead and make the bracha. Because if everyone's eating from his challah, he's the owner of Mevaseret, he'd come before the Rosh Hashiva. But, since everyone has their own challahs anyway, the little Mecha Mishnah, so then the Rosh Hashiva goes first. Since there's no issue of Ayin Yafa, because everyone has their own role, so there the Gadol will go ahead and make the bracha for everyone else. Sif Katan Ayin Hey. Before we do that, we got to look at the Ramah. V'hamivarech. Look at the little Ramah in parentheses. V'hamivarech. The one who's making the bracha for everyone else. This is where it comes from. If you ever wondered, it happens. We don't just stop do things. Usually halacha minag. Yoyimar tchila b'shus marayv rabaisai. Okay, so today we say Bershus, but usually that means the same thing. Bershus Merayv Rabbeisai, before you make the bracha. Okay? It's not just to get everyone's attention. People think it's to get everyone's attention. Oh, so that's why you're a little, you're Miguel Jr. The Mishnah Berurah deals with your question. Okay, but that was not really a question you're allowed to ask. You're someone who could be a Yomi guy, but a Yomi guy, we don't have to ask that question. Hainu, Afilu HaGadol Hu HaBotzeya, O HaBalabayis. Okay, even if the Gadol, he is the Botzeya. He's the one making the bracha, or he's the Baal HaBayis, and he has no one else to say Bershus to. Mishum Midas Anava, based on a Midas Anava, the idea of a Midas Anava, okay, you'll say it's false Anivas. No, there's certain things that are proper etiquette of Anivas. Sarach Litol Rishus, you go ahead and you ask Rishus, Ki'ilu, as if, Heim Gedoyle Memenu, as if they are Gedoyle Memenu, V'lahem Noel Avarech, and therefore they are the ones that can make the bracha. It's very interesting, halacha, right? Because it's not reality. Usually you say Anivas has to do with, only, reality. If reality is, these guys are puny compared to me, I'm big, I'm going to be an Anivas. You do. Anyway, V'hu Adin L'Berchas HaMazon. V'hu Adin, the same thing with L'Berchas HaMazon, same halachas of, I skipped the word, right? Kishi Yesham Kohen Shemitza Lakdimo. In a case, let's go, when you have a Kohen, and it's a mitzvah to have the Kohen go before everyone else to make the bracha. Imrotza acher livtsoa. If someone else, check this out, wants to go ahead and make the bracha, but who I did the birchas hamazon, same thing to be applied to birchas hamazon. Tzarech litol mimena rishus. You have to ask him rishus. V'lo mahani mashi yomer. You can't even say brishus hakoyen. Imlo nasan lo hakoyen rishus. So you can't just go ahead and take the challah and go brishus rosh hashiva. No, doesn't sound like you do that. You have to ask him, Mamish, are you Michael first? Can I have Rishus to go ahead and make the bracha before you? Test love. Ain't, we're going to make a new institution. Shiva, everyone waits. Shiva. Test love. Ain't, no, I'm talking about something else now. Ain't, I am love. Ain't, I'm a Subin. Rashayim, Latayim, Ad Shiyitayim, Habaytseya. Okay? No, he's not, by the way, he's not saying you have to actually ask other people that are lesser than you, Bershus. You're saying, if the guy happens to be you do ask me as another. You don't go over and ask, can I make the Berchas HaMotzi to you?
It's not a joke. Okay,
I understand, but that might be a little bit of a joke to go to ask someone and actually ask them, can you let me make the, what's it called? Anyway, again, if you could do it and really mean it, then, then maybe it's great. Okay, Michael.
These laws also apply for benching?
What? He says, it applies to benching too.
All these laws.
Yeah. So he says, Ayin Vav. But we gotta first do Tesvav. Sif Tesvav in the Shulchan Aruch. Those that are, as soon as Rav Lovi gets here, we will disperse. The mesubin are not allowed to taste from the bread until the one who is leading and making the bracha on the bread tastes first. However, the Rama says, you could give to everyone their chelek kodim sheyochalhu before you eat. However, heim yamtino, they have to wait ad sheyochalhu. They have to wait until the boitzeah, the one who is leading the bracha, the one who is saying the hamotzi, they have to wait for the one who is saying the hamotzi to eat first. So if the one who is saying the hamotzi gives out the bread to others, which is according to the Ramah, okay, others still have to wait for him. Now, we will see in the Mishnah Berurah that is not the preferred halacha. The preferred halacha is it would be a hefsek, and therefore the one who is making the bracha of hamotzi, he should eat first and then start handing out. Okay, as we'll see coming up momentarily. All right, then comes the Shulchan Aruch Viter Ve'im Kol Echad Ochel Mikikaro. But if we're talking not where, like on, let's say on my Shabbos day, where I give everyone a piece of bread from the Lechem Mishnah, but everyone has, we're not talking on Shabbos. Everyone has their own role. I just have one person. Okay, let's say on Purim, I'll give out with the condition to pick. Okay, so I'll give out rolls to everybody. And I'll have one big challah myself. So everyone, I guess in principle, should be waiting until I make the amoksi and the big challah. So in that case, although they have to wait for me to make the bracha, even if they're making their own bracha, they can go ahead and eat before I eat, if I didn't get to eat yet. Okay? That's what he says. Im kol echad ochal mikikaro, ve'en kulam zekukam lekikar. They don't all need the bread that's in the hand of the botzeah, the one who's making the hamotzi. Then rashayim leton kodem. So then they would be able to eat first. So let's say, for example, I said, Baruch HaTashal Gerem HaChalam Motzi Lechem HaAretz. Right? They all said Amen, and then they made their own bracha on their own loaf. And I didn't get yet to eat my bread. They'd be able to eat first. Even though, there's a lacha of Ein HaMasubim Rishayim L'Toyim Ad Sheyitam HaBotzeh. Once again, based on the sugya in brachos, the lacha of being Tayim before the Balabayas is a lacha al kavod, and therefore it's only if you're zakuk to the bread of the Balabayas or the bread of the Botzeya, you should not eat before the Mevarech, before the Botzeya. Okay?
What's zakuk?
Well, zakuk, you need his bread, okay, in order to eat. So you're waiting for his bread. So in that case, you should not eat before him. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Einam asubin reshayim litam, kishiyatsu bebirchas haBotzeya. When they are yotze with the bracha of the Botzeya, that's what they have to wait. This is even if you did not have kavanah to be yotze with his bracha. You just were waiting for him to hand out the bread to you. Right? And you were going to make your own bracha on the bread after he handed it out to you. Everyone's going to make their own amotzi. Let's say I was Purim. Right? And I went ahead and I made an amotzi, and I gave out a piece of the bread. And you were going to make your own amotzi on that bread. Even so, there, since everyone at that suda is dependent on the bread of the one who's making the bracha because he's handing it out. Ein miderech hakavod is not miderech hakavod. Not kavod letom kodem sheyitomu. It's not kavod to taste before the one who's making the bracha and the one who's giving out the bread. It's his bread that everyone is eating from. Ayin zayin. Okay, this is. And by the way, this is whoever's the botzeya. Rashayim letom dahenu sheyirtzu lachtoch min akikar shel abotzeya. The litom kodem lo, okay, means that you have to go ahead. They want to go ahead and cut from the bread before the botzeya and eat before him. They can't do that. Aval mutter, but what could they do? They could have the balabayas could go ahead and hand out the bread to them first, as long as they wait for him to eat. Ve'im b'zeh avsaka. This is not avsaka. The kol zeh tzorech suda, because this is all a tzorech suda. The kol echad chelko ve'hein yamtinu. They each get their chalik. You can't miss this halacha. The kol echad chelko v'hei matino. They have to go ahead and wait milechol. They have to wait from eating ad sheyito mutchila. They should, even though he handed it out to those at the table before he went ahead and ate, the one who's making the bracha for everyone, they have to wait for him to taste first. And even if he gives them rishus to eat before him, yesh omrim gamkein. Others say that gamkein lo mahani, it's not going to help. They have to wait for him, the one who is making the bracha and giving out the bread. They have to wait for him to eat first. However, das ha-taz binyan zeh, as we said before, the das ha-taz, which seems to be the minhag ha-olam, de ain kedai la-botzeya. It's not kedai for the botzeya, the one who's making the bracha and handing out the bread, to give out the pieces of bread from the loaf, after they will not be able to eat, since they're not going to be able to taste from the bread until the one who's making the bracha is eating the bread, it's not right to go ahead and give them the bread first, for them to wait, because in Cain, nechshav lo hadavar lehefsek, it will be considered a hefsek bein habracha l'achila. For the one who's making the bracha, it's going to be a hefsek, since at the end of the day, giving it out to them is irrelevant, because they can't eat anyway, so the fact that the mevarech is giving it out before he himself eats, that's a hefsek. V'zeh also l'chadchila, that's also l'chadchila, according to the Taz, elayira, it appears to the Taz, litom, that the one who's making the bracha, the one who's handing out the hamotzi bread, he should be tayim kaidem first, v'yacharkach, and afterwards yichalek l'chol echadayim, afterwards give out a piece to all them, v'kein kasu, clear up all the food, v'kein kasu sharachar, this is all the other achorim, right? Everyone clear up your food, don't leave anything on the table. Shkoyah, sorry. Let me just...
I'll be there in